And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
And it is Marnie Yule here in the joining link here at Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It's Tuesday. You know, I miss a couple of weeks, and suddenly I'm thinking, where am I? And this also happens to be the last Tuesday of the month. So where fall is here. Are you a pumpkin spice lover, Link?
Oh, no.
No. Nutmeg girl. A little cinnamon and nutmeg. It's all season long. It just seems like pumpkin spices. I was reading something, and I wished I would have, printed it off and I could talk about it, but they said, named all the things that have pumpkin spice in it that come out only during this time of year. Like pumpkin spice eggnog or, I've seen pumpkin spice cream cheese, which I do love from Trader Joe's, and I put it on bagels. I love that. Those little crackers. Oh, it's so good. But pumpkin spice everything and all the lattes and drinks of all of our, our coffee bars and things like that. And it just falls in the air. It's still a little warm outside for me, but fall is in the air. And I'm feeling good about it. And that's why we're planning so many things, and we're going to be mentioning them as we go along through the show. We have some great guests today, but I'm just going to send out one coming up in the month of October, and we'll remind you several times. Safe Trick or Treat at the Prescott Valley Event Center, sponsored by the Prescott Valley Early Bird Lions Club, roar, and the Arizona Business League. It is Wednesday, October 31st, Halloween, from 4 to 7 p.m. No charge. Just bring all your little boys and ghouls down and line up. But all the businesses, organizations are inside and outside passing out candy to the kids. It is a traditional Halloween event. We're making it a safe environment by hosting all of our businesses and all of you kids in the event center. So we're all stocking up on our candy, so our local merchants and retailers must be very happy anytime they see us coming in, because they know we're buying for, upwards to 2,000 kids. So it goes again from 4 to 7, and no charge. Just come to the Prescott Valley Event Center and trick or treat to your heart's delight. Okay, go. Great show today. I'm back. Last week I know we had Councilwoman Jody Rooney on filling in. And then I think, maybe before that we had, was it Matt Zurcher filling in for me? I know, cause, sometimes things come up and I can't be here. But I'm back and I look like it's open for a few weeks. So you're stuck with me in the seat talking about what's best about Prescott Valley. So we're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, we'll be talking to Rebecca Kratzberger. She's the Wellness Coordinator for Humboldt Unified School District. So you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.0 FM, and worldwide, everyone, KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reprographics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reprographics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
It's time to save on your winter heating. Take advantage of Barrett Propane's annual pre-buy special now, and you'll have winter warmth at summer prices. That's right. You can buy your winter propane at summer prices. This is Dave Barrett inviting you to take advantage of this special offer to save. Look for our pre-buy flyer in the mail or take care of everything online at BarrettPropane.com. Can't wait? Call 636-1600. That's 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Rebecca Kratzberger, our wellness coordinator for Humboldt Unified School District. Welcome, Rebecca.
Hi, Marnie. How are you?
Good. Hey, I know everything there is to know about you because my wonderful Bill gave me a whole newspaper article with this fabulous picture of you.
Oh, well, thank you.
That says... all about all your stuff, so interview over. No, I'm just
all
kidding.
All right, well, yeah,
I think we should share this wonderful stuff with everybody, won't you? What do you think?
Sure, absolutely. Let's go for it.
Okay, so welcome back. Where have you were here before?
Well, I worked at Humboldt Unified School District previously about 10 years ago as their nutritionist.
Okay.
So this is, it's a welcome back to the district. It was because I just love Humboldt. I loved the team that I worked with working with the food nutrition department. They just do a fabulous job.
Oh, they are. They yes. are great. And didn't Tammy get a special award?
Oh, she did.
Yes.
She was awarded the Director of the Year for the state of Arizona.
So, Tammy, you rock out there.
Yes. She is phenomenal.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
Well, I've had her and Pam, and they've been on the show before, and, you know, just a dynamic team over there. Yes. So how easy it is to come in and start working with them. And developing wellness programs. Now, when you're talking about wellness programs, are you talking about for employees and staff? Are you talking about students or a mixture of both?
Well, I'm grant funded. So the grant is called Leaders for School Wellness. So essentially, I'm focusing on students. I'm focusing on primarily fourth and fifth grade students. Mm-hmm. And doing multi-level interventions, primarily nutrition-based, but not just solely nutrition-based, to see if that by the end of the school year, end of the two-year grant, that they're making healthier decisions.
Now, is the fourth, fifth grade level that age more susceptible to, you know, choices, changes in diets, that kind of thing at that age?
Yeah, you know, that's uh-huh. why they chose this population is because
right.
these kids at this age, they are, you know, kind of developmentally far along enough to start making their own independent decisions.
Like I'll
you
make know. My own lunch, Mom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Make it hopefully healthy choices, right, everybody. But, you know, obviously, too, then they're going to that kind of vulnerable age of middle school to where they answer more to peer pressure than they do, you know, adult influence. So really trying to build that foundation with them at that age so then they can continue to make healthy choices as they get into middle school, high school, and then beyond.
I know healthy choices are so much, you know, so important. I mean, I try and do that every day of my life, but boy, it's not always fun.
Oh, no.
I think that's what a challenge is to make healthy choices creative.
Sure.
You know, and interesting.
Healthy and interesting, but also tastes good because obviously right. we love things that taste good. And I think that's kind of a misnomer is that healthy food tastes not great because there are multiple ways to make very healthy foods taste very, very good.
And I think another thing is that up to a certain point, you're not exposed to certain healthy foods that do taste good. I'll tell you, in my entire life, I never had hummus. Maybe we just didn't have it back in the 60s. I don't know. But whatever I had, but I sure could pound down French onion dip, you know. And now do I eat French onion dip? No. But do I love hummus?
Yeah.
So better choices.
Sure.
That's just what is you're exposed to.
Well, it's what you're exposed to. And that's actually part of the interventions that we are going to be implementing at some of our elementary schools is doing taste tests with the kids. So they, if they haven't had hummus at home, they can try it at school, see if they like it, see if they don't. Try different fruits and vegetables that they may have exposure to at home, or maybe they don't. But we're taking it even further from there and hoping to do culinary trainings with the families. So, I mean, we all know Pam and Tammy, they just do an amazing job with the nutrition part at school.
Right.
But what happens when these kids go home? Are they getting healthy meals? Well, maybe it's just that we need to do a little training with the families to see, like, yes, eating healthy can be easy and affordable, which is really important, obviously.
How do you get the families engaged? People are busy and things are going on. They're working. Parents, both adult parents working. Kids are in sports, you know, activities, things going on. How do you get them to carve out that time to spend to find out healthy food preparation and things like that?
So again, this is that multi-level intervention. One of the things that we're trying to do at our schools is to partner with existing events that they're already doing, that are already well attended. You know, maybe it's a fundraiser, maybe it's a harvest festival, maybe it's a dance or whatever it may be that the people are already there. So we'll bring our service to the people. Essentially.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then you're participating with all of our local schools, elementary, middle, and high school, on things they're already doing, and then you'll set up a table, do a display, demonstration, or however you can engage those attendees with you.
Absolutely. And we're
brilliant.
You know, because I'm a busy parent too. So I already know they're like, as soon as I get that flyer saying, oh, attend this thing, I'm already kind of like, oh, how are we going to do this? So I'm hoping that, you know, make this easier on our families, that we will come to you.
Right, right. Now, are there anything you send home with the kids that parents can read or follow up on?
Yes. When I do nutrition education, there's a lot of materials that go home with the kids. In addition, I'm hoping to start a monthly newsletter or report kind of just bragging on Humboldt some of the healthy things they're already doing. Some of our schools are just doing gangbusters when it comes to wellness initiatives as it is. So I want to brag on them a little bit, but then also send home that informational piece of healthy recipes or just some new research that might be applicable to their families.
Mm-hmm. And since teachers play such a vital role in the life of a student during their day at school, and you're trying to educate them on healthy eating, it's important that the teachers are engaged in that, is it not?
Absolutely. I mean, little eyes are looking, you know, and
always,
you know, that whether it's a student or that it's their parent, you know, so we are essentially responsible for being role models to our students. So, we actually had a stipend offered in the grant that I'm working under that we're allowed to hire wellness coaches at each one of our elementary sites. And what that means is we have some boots on the ground people in the schools, whether it's a nurse or a PE teacher or a teacher, that already wellness is kind of already their thing, that they get a little bit of money and they get to work with me exclusively to kind of promote these wellness initiatives at these schools.
And you do that how?
Well, it's kind of a little bit of what I talked about, you know, so when I say bring the event, us to the event, they're going to be there at the event. So they're the ones that are hosting the booth. Or maybe, you know, they think it's important to celebrate birthdays at their school, but not use food to do it.
What?
You
know, no cupcakes?
No cupcakes.
Oh my gosh.
You know, and I'm not the food police, but I believe there's so many different ways to celebrate that don't include food or rewarding kids with non-food items. You know, instead of getting the piece of candy for a job well done, what can we be doing to affirm these students and their actions without it being food?
You know, I'm starting to feel real guilty about this safe trick-or-treat event we're having October 30th. Hey. Let me hide this flyer so Rebecca doesn't see it.
I'm all about balance. It's all about balance. We do talk with the kids about sometimes food, and Halloween provides a lot of those sometimes foods.
those other things. And good thing it only happens once a year.
Yes.
It's a, like candy massacre and sugar shock overload.
It is. But I do hear there's dentists in the area that will purchase candy from your kids if it's something that you don't want in your house.
Yes. And I also know that there's parents that sneak into the bag at night and take a lot of the best chocolate. Link is raising her hand.
Well,
she is guilty of that.
If we birth the children, then isn't that our inherent right to raid their Halloween candy?
I have to. My dad always did too. You know, he took the Reese's peanut butter cups. You know, I'm just saying.
Good choice.
So it sounds like your job is a lot of fun. You get to be creative and kind of say, where should we go with this? And best way to communicate with fourth and fifth graders at a very interesting age that are going through a whole bunch of changes.
They are.
To have them to start even considering those kinds of things as they get older.
Absolutely.
Maybe keep it forever.
I hope so.
Habits.
I mean, and as in this job, I'm in my element. I just love it so much. Kids are so foundational. They're fun. Adults, I mean, we're kind of set in our ways. Not that kids aren't, but they're a little bit more moldable.
Right.
You know, and yeah, you know, if we can just harness that at such an early age to get them to eat more fruits, more vegetables, make healthier choices, make sure they're being physically active, make sure they're drinking enough water. You know, these are really important foundational things.
Right, so. Right. Well, you're doing a great job over there.
Oh, thank you. It's a very high compliment.
Where is your office located?
So we're located off of Robert Road in the 89A.
In the district office.
Yeah, the district office. You see all the buses. That's where the food nutrition is housed. But I do travel around to the schools quite frequently.
Right. But if anybody wants to meet with you specifically to talk over maybe they're having, not say issues, but how can I work with my child? Because I really feel we could live. Would you do that?
I would love for people to reach out. You can contact me. My phone number is 759-5018. I just blanked. Oh, that's terrible. So that was 759-5018. Or you can reach me at my email, which is Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, .Kraxberger, K-R-A-X-B-E-R-G-E-R, @ HumboldtUnified.com.
We know you married that.
I'm just saying. It was Robertson once upon a time. That was a lot easier to spell.
Rebecca Kraxberger, thank you so much for joining us. Wellness coordinator, Humboldt Unified School District. You're doing a great job. I want to maybe in 6 months or so come back and we can talk about
that.
How it's evolved and how your successes through the program.
I hope there will be many of them.
Great. We'll love to have you back. Okay. Short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll be right back, but you're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM. And as we said earlier, worldwide on KQ&A.com.
Bulls are back at Cliff Castle Casino. It's the return of the Bull Bash, presented by Ram Trucks, Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Budweiser. Don't miss championship bull riding Friday and Saturday night, October 12th and 13th in the Stargazer Pavilion. Gates open at 5 p.m. and the action starts at 7 for both nights. Tickets are just $10 for adults and $5 for kids 12 and under, and are available at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com or at the casino cashier. Buy your tickets early. They go up $5 the day of the show.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. I just got through writing an article on the human-animal bond and how healthy animals are a huge part of healthy communities. And it made me pause and think about how pets and animals make us better people. At Olson's, our mission is the health of your animals and pets. What does that lead to? Healthy communities. Good enough just isn't. By the way, a huge event is coming up in Prescott, and you all need to be part of it. I'm talking about the party to celebrate one of our hometown heroes, World War I aviator and Prescott High School football star Ernest A. Love. It's all happening on Thursday evening, October 4th, at the Holiday Courtyard in downtown Prescott. Great price, too. Only $30 for a single ticket and two for $50. All proceeds benefit the American Legion Ernest A. Love Post 6. Besides no host beer and wine, they'll also have a World War I signature drink, the Old Fashioned. There'll also be tasty hors d'oeuvres, music by the Mood Swings, World War I patriotic decor and model airplanes, and a special 1918 Buick. Tickets are available online at Prescott.org and at the Recreation Services Office in the Armory. It's party time!
Yeah! What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, like their first taste of guacamole.
Ew! Gross!
And 4% cash back when you take your kids to the museum for the first time.
Whoa, buddy, don't touch that.
No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is some ladies from my favorite department in Prescott Valley, Parks and Recreation. Woo! The people will have as much fun in their work as I do in mine. Right?
Absolutely.
I know. Joining me now is Bree Hetzel. She's the athletics coordinator. And Bryce Schawecker. She's the community and outdoor education coordinator. That's a mouthful. Hi. Okay. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
It's all Prescott Valley rocks this time. Okay. I'm going to talk to Bree. I've worked with you on lots of events. Yes. Where there, I mean, she's really fun to have around at the event. She keeps people smiling. She's making sure everything's running smoothly, but she's got this fun vibe that, you know, even if she's telling people you can't do this or you can't do that, it's okay because Bree's just doing it with such charm and personality.
That's what I try to do. That's
you know,
job.
You really do, and you do a great job at it.
Thank
How
you.
Long have you been there now?
Because I know about a year and a half. So April will be 2 years for me.
And you're the athletics coordinator. So exactly, what is your job? You know, responsibilities.
So I oversee all the youth sports that we have here in the town of Prescott Valley, as well as all the adult sports. So I put on all the softball leagues we have, kickball, corn toss leagues, all the fun stuff for us.
See, it's all about fun and recreation.
And recreation, of course.
I tell you, I have to, you know, shout out to y'all. I walk at Mountain Valley Park every Sunday with my dog and a friend of mine, and we do that 2 miles around. Those fields look amazing. Yeah. So whoever takes care of your fields out there and the park.
That would be our always, parks crew. Our park
clean,
scene is wonderful, yes.
It's well mowed. It's immaculate. Now, if we could just teach some pet owners to pick up after the dogs, it would be perfect.
Well, we're trying.
No,
we're trying.
Yeah, so do I, except probably one of these days you're going to see Marnie get in a fight because she's getting on somebody for not cleaning up after their dog. But the parks are beautiful. Really well done. Okay, Bryce Schawecker, so you're fairly new.
I am. So I've been with the town for about a month now. So
oh,
I am.
Aren't you loving us? Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely.
Aren't you loving us? What are your job responsibilities?
So as the outdoor and community coordinator, I oversee all of our community activities that go on, and then as well as our monthly day trips that we take.
I know, and you guys do some awesome trips. We're going to talk about a couple of them when we come back over to you. Right now, let's talk about something big coming up this Saturday.
This Saturday,
when I say big, I really mean big because it involves Glassford Hill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'll just let you take it over, Bree, and tell us what we've got going on.
We have the Run for the Hill of It event this Saturday, the 29th. It will be at Glassford Hill. So we will actually have our staging area at Glassford Hill Middle School. So that's where everybody will come to kind of check in. And they'll get their free t-shirts and water bottles and snacks and Gatorades and everything there. The 10K will start from the middle school.
You mean actually people run up that mountain?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. They do. And so if they do want to do the 10K, they'll start from the middle school, run all the way up, and run all the way back to the school. Now, if they do the 5K, we're going to shuttle them to the trailhead. So they go up the hill and then back down and shuttled back to the school. So there are two options of fun.
What if you just want to walk at a leisurely pace with a bottle of Gatorade and get my t-shirt?
Hey, you're more than welcome to
run?
Do that. Nope.
We die. You better have ambulances ready.
We do. We have two flights. So if you're, you want to
say,
run
yeah, we do. We have two ambulances ready.
So we have, the first flight will be taken off at 7. So those are for all the runners who want to go up. And if you want to do it at a leisurely, fun walking pace, your flight will take off at 7:30. So whether you want to do the 5K or 10K, those are the two flight times.
Right.
So
I don't know. I mean, I think I should just try and do it without people around the first time. Well, maybe have people around.
Yeah, you might want to have some people around just to
You're going to do what, Link?
I'm going up dry. I've never been up there. I'm doing it.
You're doing it.
Yep.
Link
there
is
you
doing
go.
It. Link Elliott's going to do it. Will you come back and give me a report next week?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about it. I want to know how you do it because I may show up.
I was going to say, don't you want to join her? Can't we get you out there to join her this weekend?
It's 7:30 in the morning. Are you kidding? You know how many days of the week I get up at 6?
Mm-hmm. No.
I may just do that, you know. I mean, nothing better to start your day, and that's why I do that on Sundays, is I get up early, get that walk in around Mountain Valley Park, and then you're home by 9:30, depending on when we go, because during the summer we tend to walk earlier than the wintertime when it's too cold and
freezing.
We wait until later.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and then you still have your whole day ahead of you and you feel invigorated. You've got some exercise in. If you have, you know, pets, like I walk my dogs, they've got their exercise in, and what a great way to start the day.
That's the only way to start your day.
So how much does it cost to register for this?
So our registration actually closes tomorrow. So it is.
Well, I'm glad we're talking about it today.
But we do have on-site registration. So the price right now for registration is $15 for 12 and under and $20 for 13 and older. So we
now, why are you charging more for me?
Just in case.
My
need
t-shirt
help,
costs
you know?
More. Just in case. They're covering that lifeline charge. So it's $15 for 12 years and younger, so it's kids or young kids, and then if you're over 13 and up to, I have some friends I know will run it, and they're my age, so $20.
So, so registration closes tomorrow at midnight, but then we also have online registration, so we accept cash and card only online or on-site the day of, so Saturday the 29th.
Okay.
We will start at 6 a.m., and that will close at 6:45, and so that is an additional $10 charged. Whether you're a child, then it would be 25, and if you're an adult or 13 or older, it would be 30.
A question on so the 10K starts at Glassford Hill, comes back and runs to Glassford Hill. You get shuttled if you're the 5K to the trailhead, up and down and shuttled back. Mm-hmm. What if you're a walker and hiker?
Same thing. So even if you
shuttle?
Yep. So if you wanted walk for the 5K, we'll shuttle you to the mountain and you'll go up the trailhead and come down and shuttle you back. And with the 10K, if you want to walk, you just start from the school just like the runners would, but then you just walk the trail and come back.
Okay. There is a note here. And you know, we all love to take our pets and walk, you know,
yes.
But because of the number of people and the running that's involved, please leave strollers and dogs at home for safety of all the participants. That's even for safety of your dogs. You don't want them to get stepped on by people running by.
Yeah.
You can't see them. And all dogs are, they're down on the ground. All they see are these people running by and it stresses them out. Just leave them at home, take them for a walk later on. Or at any other time, you can go up Glassford Hill and do that.
Absolutely. Yep. You can have your dog any other time.
And the staging will occur at the basketball court at Glassford Hill Middle School.
Correct.
Go Panthers. All right. Saturday, September 20th, this Saturday. So registration closes tomorrow night at midnight?
Tomorrow at midnight.
But otherwise, you can register on site. Is that additional charge?
It is. $10 additional charge.
So you don't want to pay that extra for no reason. Register now.
Yes.
Like if you get crazy, because otherwise it's a donation.
Yeah.
I'll pick up my T-shirt later. I'll register and say I pick up my T-shirt because I forgot I wanted to sleep in. No, I think you're going to have a great turnout for this.
Hey,
I know
so far we already do, so we're hoping for a little more.
We do.
And
what are the majority signing up for, 5K or 10K?
Both, actually. We actually have interest in both.
I tell you, we got a lot of crazy running people out here. They just love it.
We have people even like coming up from Phoenix for it.
Well, you know, it's something new.
Mm-hmm. And the weather's cooler here, so
and
it's
I know
nice.
We haven't done it in a couple of years, but I think we did it the first year the trail opened.
In 2016.
But you always have to worry about, you know, when we've had monsoons and that trail being muddy, it's been perfect weather.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a lovely day
for
that.
And the town crew, the town manager even, has been out there working on the trail, so it's going to be in perfect condition.
Well, that is the Larry Tarkowski Trail.
It is.
I mean, we know that.
We all know that.
All right, so that's Saturday, September the 29th, coming up on Saturday, October 6th, bringing back Gold Fever Day. So days, Z-E. It's like crazy days.
Crazy days. But it's only like one day.
One day.
But lots of things going on that one day.
Lots of things, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So a little bit. I know I just cut a spot on it, so I kind of know a little bit about it, but you can jump in anytime because I know it's free to the public. It's made possible by the town of Prescott Valley, mm-hmm. Parks and Recreation, and the Arts and Culture Commission, who rocks everything that goes on. And then there's free fishing. But what it is celebrating. Prescott Valley has a history of mining and the gold panning. And so all of this down Fane Lake and along Leakes Creek, mm-hmm. there's gold down there.
And we are doing gold panning this year.
Yes, so, gold panning, mm-hmm. arts and crafts vendors. There's going to be music, food, historical.
We have a fishing clinic.
Yes. So a little bit of culture, a little bit of outdoor exercise, and all going on all day. It's from
10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Fishing clinic's at 9 o'clock, I heard.
The fishing clinic is at 10 to 1, I believe.
You know, I'm telling you, I have like 50 different times for everything.
Yep, free fishing clinic from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Town of Prescott Valley website, and you'll find it. Although I just did something and said I told everybody 9 o'clock, so everybody's coming early anyway. Now, is the parking above, and they'll shuttle down?
So the parking will be located at 5th and 2nd Street. So the guests will be shuttled down there because there will be no parking in the park. So.
Yeah, and that's been the case in the past in order to be able to accommodate that many people. And it works real good, the shuttle down there. And if you're so inclined, you can also walk it. I walk it. Link. I walk back up it. Link.
And you look fabulous.
I am. Slow, but fabulous. So, again, that's Saturday, October 6th. So many things going on. It's the fall. As Bree was saying, the summer sports and all the everything's wrapping down. We'll get through the holidays. And then, again, things start up again in January.
Yeah, January, we'll have all the winter sports back.
All the winter sports back, kicking off with Polar Bear Splash and the first Saturday in January. In the meantime, we've got the Holiday Festival of Lights, November 30th, the parade, the tree lighting, and all those good things. November 30th, though, we want everybody to mark it down on the calendar because we always share that it's the first Friday in December. But the way the calendar falls this year, it is November 30th, so it's right after Thanksgiving, the week after Thanksgiving. So mark that on your calendar. More about that as we get on into the month. I think we filled your head with so much. So meanwhile, we just want to see everybody run for the hill of it.
Run for the hill of it.
This Saturday, September 29th. And I know Bree and Bryce will be leading us off.
Yep, Marty will be
not physically, in spirit. They'll be there to give you a moral push. Get up there, you know.
We will.
Well, I'll be up on top, so I can push you back down if you need it.
There you go.
No, I don't think I have a problem. I roll downhill. It's getting back up. All right, lots of fun things going in town at Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation. Thank you, Bree Hetzel and Bryce Schawacker. Good to have you with us. You're in our circle of family love. Prescott Valley, we love you. Okay, we short break here. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
When you're vehicle shopping, you expect there to be a large selection at a brand-name dealership like Finley Toyota Prescott. And there is the largest selection in Yavapai County. With access to over 10,000 vehicles in our multi-dealership network, we can find you the vehicle that fits your needs and budget. A car is a personal statement and a major investment, so we want you to drive your perfect Toyota. At Finley Toyota Prescott, we also believe in supporting our community in many ways, including creating well-paying jobs and generating sales tax revenue to help support our schools, police, fire departments, and local government agencies. Why drive several hours and battle the heat when Finley Toyota Prescott guarantees to meet any reputable dealer price in Phoenix? We can find you the vehicle that fits your needs and budget. Thank you for voting Finley Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier 2018 Reader's Choice Award for Best Automotive Dealership. Finley Toyota Prescott and at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com.
Finley Toyota Prescott, we're everybody's hometown dealer.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Courtesy Auto Sales,
Warriors Heating and Cooling,
Prescott Brewing Company,
You Pick
Heritage Memory Mortuary,
Yavapai Heating and Cooling,
Bucky's and Yavapai Casino,
Quality Collision,
Cable One,
National Bank of Arizona,
Prescott Dirt,
Home Furnishings Direct,
M-Co,
Renshaw Family Dental,
Yavapai Block,
Wallach and Bolt,
Yavapai Regional Medical Center,
and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
D-Max host the Dodgers
tonight at 6
on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Arizona Department of Transportation is warning you to be careful if you're in the market for a pre-owned vehicle. In the wake of Hurricane Florence, some of the vehicles damaged by floodwaters could be brought to Arizona for sale. ADOT spokesman Doug Nick says when it comes to flood damage, use your nose.
The most noticeable thing might be a distinctive smell, kind of a sour, foul odor if the carpeting or the upholstery has been damaged in water. That's hard to get out, so you'll notice that if you're taking the vehicle out for a test drive, for example, and you notice that there's a lot of issues with the electronics. All those things could be evidence of water getting into the electrical system.
Also, look for signs on the carpet or under the floor mats and in the trunk. If you see dirt, silt, or mold, that could be a sign the car was damaged in a flood. An Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University ROTC cadet is tops in the nation.
Austin Fisher has received the 2018 Air Force Association Outstanding ROTC Cadet of the Year Award. Fisher was selected from more than 13,000 college cadets nationwide. He says his career goal is to fly in the Air Force and then become involved in some facet of space and higher military leadership. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
A 20% chance for rain late this afternoon. Overnight's cooling to about 55 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Then sunny skies tomorrow through Friday with daily highs around 85. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same chance for late afternoon rain. Then you'll cool late tonight to near 58. Sunny highs around 93 tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott Valley continues on KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
The hassles of property management can leave you frazzled. Lengthy background checks, bad tenants, interpreting landlord-tenant laws. At Top Notch Property Management and Sales, we're experts in property management, from marketing and tenant screening to lease negotiation and timely rental payments. Top Notch knowledge and expertise, along with 28 years of real estate experience, will take the hassle out of property management so that you can enjoy being an owner and not a landlord. Discover why we're top notch. Give us a call, 772-4801, or online at topnotchprescott.com.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Does your insurance company really know you?
Here at Insurance Corporation, we treat you like family, even though we are not capable of understanding human emotion. We are skilled in gathering customers' age range, gender, and zip code. Let our algorithm take care of your lifetime of needs.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we treat people like people. Together, we work through what you need and create a plan that's right for you. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent today or visit alversusagent.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley Chamber Spotlight on Business, one of my favorite spots here interviewing our business members and owners of our great businesses in Prescott Valley. And joining me today, I've got one established business that we all know and love going through some wonderful renovations and changes and additions. And I'm excited to talk to Freedom Station, Dave Albers and Ty Romberger, and also one of our newest members, Jack's Furniture Shack. And we have Joe and Jackie Ortega. So welcome, everybody. Hello.
Hey. Hi.
Oh, okay. I'm going to talk to Dave and Ty first. Freedom Station. It's been here as long as I've been here. I've been here almost 13 years. One of my favorite places. We go play miniature golf for team building, you know, just to find out who cheats. No. I have great staff. We all have a good time. But so talk about what's going on now. It's wonderful and great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks, Marty, for inviting us. Out on the golf course, speaking of the golf, we've got brand new carpet installed on all 18 holes. So that's a brand new twofer out there for you to enjoy. We're about to start construction on the inside of the building, which we're going to remodel the cafe, some new attractions inside as well as outside.
Wow. Now, a lot of people go by there and notice that, you know, King Kong and the Statue of Liberty and some of those iconic symbols of Freedom Station are missing. What's happened to them?
That's correct. Those are now located on the golf course.
Another reason to go play putt-putt.
Exactly. Right. They're nice. They're excellent opportunities for a photo shoot. You know, people have been doing that ever since we put them out there, so they really love that.
Great idea. Yeah. Great idea. I mean, I do have a lot of photos in my library that I use for various publications showing the assets of Prescott Valley, and a beautiful shot I have is down the entertainment district of Freedom Station on one side and Harkins on the other, and them. But so are you going to be redoing that and make it all look different?
Yes, from where we pulled those off from, it's going to be a brand new facelift with a new paint job for the building, with the new colors for the company and such. So
right.
Yeah, that's coming soon.
So what are you talking about in the way of attractions? Because as far as I'm concerned, I play skee ball for hours.
Yes, we still have that, but now it's called ice ball.
Ice ball.
It's same company, but just different name for it. And coming soon, we have miniature bowling, Highway 66, where you don't need bowling shoes, you know, and it's a little smaller. There's no finger holes in it, and you just kind of roll it like lawn bowling, but
it's like mega ultra ski ball.
Yes.
Oh, mega ultra ski ball. Okay.
Yeah, and so the balls are just a little bit bigger than a ski ball. There's no holes, and I'd say about the length of the lane, it's probably about 2/3 the length of a normal bowling ball, area lane. So,
right.
Other than that, though.
Where will that be built? I'm picturing we all know pretty much.
We're moving the rock wall elsewhere. We're not sure where it's going yet, but then we're going to be installing the four bowling lanes there.
Then,
like I said, the play structure is coming down, so it's going to be a brand new soft play structure for the kids that's going to be elevated above all the games. So we take advantage of the height of the building, so it's going to be like 20 feet high up in the air. All your kids will be running around.
Brand above new, you. Go just.
Yes.
Goodbye. Put
exactly.
them in the attic.
Yep. Slides and stuff are going to be in there. You know, it's all new attractions inside the playhouse.
So what is the estimated time all this is going to be done, and when can we do a new ribbon cutting and grand opening?
That'll be.
I always get excited on the chamber stuff.
Hopefully early 2019, the whole project should be completed by then. Some stuff we're going to start right after the kids are out of fall break, when they go back to school. That's when we're going to start on some of the projects.
Now, is it going to be the same kind of thing where you play the games and you get the tickets and then you can turn them in for prizes. So
yeah, take your redemption.
That's still happening. We'll still okay, that's still happening right
continue.
Now.
Yeah. Okay. What I like too is after all these days, and I guess just time goes forward, is you have those cards now, and you just get the card and put those in instead of, you know, a bucket
true.
Of tokens.
Right. True. It's a sign of the times. You know, tokens, they're, you know, a nice thing of the past.
Right.
Fun for kids to carry.
We used to get those in Valley of Lights all the time.
The cards or tokens?
Tokens. People put that instead of money.
Yes. Well.
We always have freedom station
tokens. Good
to know.
Now I know where they're all going. So, yeah, that's funny.
So great plans for going yes. on. Just still, but you'll have room for parties and.
Yes,
and
our birthday parties. We got all new packages for that. Lower pricing structure for those so the parents can come and reserve them online on our website as well.
And what is your website?
Yeah. FreedomStationFund.com. Mm-hmm.
Now, Dave, will you be open through the construction period?
Yes, that's our plan. It's
okay.
To remain open. There might be some time where the place structure's down for a month because we got to tear down the old one, put up the new one. So there'll be a month or two where we don't have a
But you won't
attraction.
Be closed completely.
No.
You can still come in and play, you know, miniature golf or do some of the other activities.
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you are open 7 days a week, aren't you?
That's correct.
Yes.
And through, and even your miniature golf's open all winter long.
All winter long, yeah. I'm out there shoveling the snow off the golf course when it comes down.
The minute the sun comes out, you see people out there playing.
That's right.
So, you know, it's a wonderful activity and a great family fun activity. I grew up with one down the street, and that was just the place we would, all us kids would always go and play.
Awesome. Good to hear. Yeah, thank you.
It's still, we love having it in our backyard, and we love having you in our community. So, Dave, you're general manager.
Yes.
Boy, overseeing a whole lot of operations.
That's right.
And Ty, you're group and events manager. So
yeah. I'm also the marketing manager.
You're just coming out, loving on people, saying, come see us.
Oh, absolutely.
Well,
I think something that is really fantastic that we're getting ready to do also is a lot of our menu items, we're actually changing over to a fresh menu. So that way, you know, when you come to play, you don't have to go anywhere else. You can stay with us and eat and enjoy some of our awesome food that's coming on.
I was going to ask you about that. So improvements in the cafe menu and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, brand new homemade queso sauce for nacho cheese. For your nachos and, brand new chicken strips. It's now, new breading, brand new pizza sauce, whole new recipes for that.
Fresh,
meat hamburgers and sliders and yeah.
Wow.
It's awesome.
Come out and so then it's
I'm
good
hungry already.
Really? And come out for the, it's like, it's not just a kid's place anymore.
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah. We're gearing so we can kind of, entertainment for the whole family.
Great.
You know, it's
great.
For everybody.
Well, Freedom Station, located in the Entertainment District across from Harkins Theater. Everybody should know where it is. If you haven't been there, you should stop by and see Dave and Ty. Thank you both for joining us on
You're
Chamber
welcome.
Spotlight
thank
on
you.
Business. Look forward to getting you back after the first year when we talk about the grand reopening.
Yes, thank you, Marty.
All right, thank you. Joe, jumping over here and talking to Joe and Jackie Ortega, owners of Jack's Furniture Shack. Welcome. Let's get on that. Mike, Joe, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good. So tell us what you got, Joe's Furniture Shack.
It's Jack's Furniture Shack, and Jackie is sitting right next to me.
I just changed the name Jackie to his name because he's
That's
doing the
right.
talking. Okay.
That's
I'm
right.
just a delivery driver. Jackie is
the
Jack.
Brains.
I do the day-by-day operations, basically.
Okay, Jackie, let's talk about it. Tell us what you got in there. As she looks at me and says, I don't do the talking, but I'm going to say, somebody tell me where I, you know, it's the whole thing is we got a whole lot of people moving into town. And whether they're coming in and they're renting, they're coming in and they're buying, they're looking to get their furnishings. So tell us what you got at the store.
You know what? It's a small store. It's about 2,000 square feet, and we are playing Tetris with furniture in there. We're just going to cram as much stuff as we possibly can, and hopefully there's something in that you like. We got items made in America, sofas, love seats, sectionals, power recliners, manual recliners, just the meat and potatoes of furniture. We'll be bringing in some beds and mattresses pretty soon. Just as much as we can possibly fit in there. We are a small business. We've always been a small business. We've been in the furniture business for close to 8 years.
Oh, okay.
I like to round up and say 10, but Jackie says 8, so we're going to stick with 8 here.
We have to keep it accurate.
8 years. Close to 8 years. We've actually been out here for close to a year now. October is a year. We have Beds and Things, which is currently open.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A small bed and mattress store on 69, but we got a little bit bigger of a place. We're still on Highway 69 across the street from the Tractor Supply Co. in the old Quilter's Dream building.
Oh, okay,
and,
sure.
We actually hear that that building's been vacant for about 6 years, and we still have people coming in looking to get quilt done. And
yes.
I'm like, hey, you know, we can sell you furniture, but I can't quilt you a whole sofa. So anyway, yes, brand new furniture on Highway 69, Jack's Furniture Shack. We're very happy to be open and available to
the community,
the growing community.
Very growing, very growing. Now, are you buy at the store only? Or are you open to, like, if somebody sees something, they can order it through you, maybe through a different company that you might be able to acquire that furniture for them?
Yeah, we have our vendor catalogs that people can look through. So if they see anything through there, we have access to it, so we can deliver that.
Oh, good. So we're not limited to stock on hand, because sometimes you want – okay, perfect. Well, great. What they need to do is just come by and see you.
Right. Well, we have our floor model items. Mm-hmm. You come in, you test it out, you like it. There's other items that are very similarly built to those styles. And we can get thousands and thousands and thousands of items. But being a small business, we just pack as much as we possibly can into about 2,000 square feet. And if you like it, great. If not, you know, Jackie will take the time to sit down with you and find what you're looking for. We also have a website, JackShackPV.com. That's also up and running currently. What else we got, Jackie? As well as the catalogs.
Okay, let's give your physical address.
We're at 8732 East Highway 69, Prescott Valley.
Yeah, down there, but the where the old Quilter's Dream was. Yes, I remember that. Mm-hmm. And they have been closed a long time. Good location,
you know,
right on the highway.
The owners came in the other day. The Quilter's Dream owners came in the other day to wish us luck. Very nice people. They came in, sat down, talked to me for a bit, you know, and let me know their story, which, you know, that's what we kind of moved to the small town to be a part of that.
Right. And that's what we are, and we care about each other. And so we try and support each other locally. So we'll be sending people your way.
And we also have the ribbon cutting coming up soon on October 19th. So we are looking forward to that, because
we're looking forward to that too.
Free drinks.
Yeah. So we invite everybody out there.
Pizza. We're going to have pizza, water, soda, cookies. Oh, yeah, we'll have some stuff, some goodies for the people to come take. But most importantly, this is the most important thing for me to kind of mention, is that we are very, very affordable. We're not one of those. We don't want people to go online and look for the best price and price shop. We're just going to market as low as we possibly can and hope that you can't find a better price out there. An offer you can't refuse, basically.
Well, and by doing that, you're also supporting a local business and contributing to the, you know, the local economy, which builds a better life for us all here in Prescott Valley, and that's what we all want. So continue to do that. Continue to support. What's your phone number?
Our phone number for the store is 928-299-1952. That's our work cell phone, so you can also text if you don't want to talk.
Oh, yeah. You must be talking Brady's language. He's a texter.
Yeah.
And your website one more time.
JacksShackPV.com.
All right. We'll remember that, JacksShackPV.com, not to be confused with Joe's.
Please, no.
I've got Jackie and Joe Ortega. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Again, Jack's Furniture Shack, located on Highway 69. Welcome to the community. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you both, Dave and Ty from Freedom Station. Great show on Chamber Spotlight on Business. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, it's time to say goodbye for today and goodbye for September here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We're done. The end of the show. What do you think about those Bears? Bradshaw Mountain High School, go Bears! Wow. What are they? 6-0? Best start since 1980-something? I mean, I was reading all about them. All I know is I follow them and I say, good grief. I'm turning on the radio, listen to my car on a Friday night if I can't get to the game. But it is homecoming week. This Friday, the Bears will play Flagstaff at 7 p.m. at our field over here, Bradshaw Mountain High School. Go Bears! So come on out. I'd say get there early to get good seats because it's always a popular event. My own Brady Cabral at the Prescott Valley Chamber is a graduate and alumni of Bradshaw Mountain High School, so he'll be there. So let's go cheer the team on. Again, congratulations and kudos to the Bradshaw Mountain High School Bears football team, 6-0. Have a great week. We'll be back in October. We'll more in Prescott Valley. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.